Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Welcome inside the Sig Sauer Studios. It is the end of the week. Let me put it that way. It's Greg's favorite day. Sig Sauer Studios lit up. Mark Walters in front of the Patriot Mobile microphone. It's all being brought to you by the great X Insurance. Gregory in Dallas, Texas. How you doing, my brother from another mother?
Here we are.
So you're going on. You have a fun week lined up. You got a lot going on. You're on vacation all next week, which is a beautiful thing. Congratulations. I'm very jealous.
All right.
And I'm not. I mean, you're going to be doing diving things, which, you know, doesn't float my boat, I guess.
Yeah. But yep.
That's cool. You getting certified in something new?
Yeah, a couple of certifications. One's going to be a Cavern 1 certification, kind of an intro to cave, and then another two deep certifications. I'm going to be coming back as a 200-foot qualified diver.
So that means you can go really deep and get lost in caves.
No, not entirely in caves. Cavern is kind of an intro class. There's a Cave 1 after this Cavern 1. So there's a few courses in between doing cave. I don't really have a big inkling to do cave. I've seen a lot of cave tragedies, and it's kind of not my thing, although there are some beautiful ones. Cavern will be fine. That way I can be in overhead environments, essentially similar to diving shipwrecks. So
I've seen those beautiful caverns, too. They're in caves. They're cool. And yeah. I've looked at every one of them in photographs, and that's what I would recommend that you do. I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
I'm just saying. Tell some people where they can watch the show. We'll keep some of them.
Some of us live our lives, and others look at pictures, so there's that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live my life, too, but I there are certain things I don't do.
Like
dive really deep and go into caves I might not be able to get out of and go, uh-oh, I'm running out of air.
That's because
saw this in a movie one time and it didn't turn out good.
Understand the training, that's why. So
that's true, I don't, because I have no desire to put myself there.
Sure.
I'll watch that on TV. Yeah. Where can people watch the show? And then we'll go to Paul Markle, student of the gun, because he's got guts. We'll ask him about that in a second.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icons. Just give that a click. And when that window opens up, you can select that watch live option. If you're driving, hit that listen live link. And if you've missed any previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Whammo, that puts you in. Paul Markle, student of the gun, my brother from another mother out there in Wyoming. How you doing today, Paul?
Oh, just Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy. Does Jim Dandy have any desire to go 200 feet underwater and get lost in caves?
No, I'm good.
But wait a minute, you play with those evil, dangerous ARs. That's got to be more dangerous than going caving, spelunking underwater.
It could be. I've been on the receiving end and the outgoing end of artillery, so that was fun enough for me.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm of the mindset as I grow older that maybe I should just get rid of all my AR-15s and make my schools in the area safer because I get rid of my guns. That makes the
That's true.
Safer.
That's true.
That's what they. Isn't that
if
what they say?
If you give anyway? Up your guns, everyone would be safe.
Hmm.
Just like those people in Russia.
Oh, well, I haven't heard about that anymore. They stopped talking about that. How come the media quit talking about that since
you
brought it up?
It's interesting. They stopped talking about it after the Russians started dumping like factoids on the media. And they're like, we don't want to talk about this anymore. You know,
why do you suppose they don't?
The religion of peace and brotherhood, man. You can't offend the religion of peace and brotherhood. Are you crazy?
I'm thinking more along the lines of, wow, we don't want to talk about Russia. Russia has very strict gun control, the kind we're pushing in the United States of America, and it still happens.
And it didn't work.
and it doesn't work. Let's not bring attention to that, guys. Hey, ABC head, CBS and NBC and MSDNC and even Fox and the rest of them, can you guys stop talking about that for us, please?
Well, it's the Europeans are the ones that had to highlight the fact that just like the Hamas terrorists in Israel, the Russian guys were super high on Captagon. And you don't want to get into, you don't want to run down the Captagon rabbit hole, because when Syria started making it, like in Syria, it's not made in bathtubs. It's made in pharmaceutical facilities sanctioned by the Syrian government.
Isn't that what ISIS was running?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, Comrade Barry, back when Comrade Barry was publicly in charge, not just in charge from the shadows, he had the opportunity to put the kibosh on that, but he decided to go hands off. You know, it was Comrade Barry who created ISIS. We don't want to talk about that because it makes people feel uncomfortable.
Who does it make feel uncomfortable? Comrade Barry supporters. We don't care about them.
Yeah, Democrats and weak, spineless people with pretend R's behind their names. But yeah, you know, this whole ISIS problem, you know, remember when the head ISIS homeboy showed up on TV and he was like, Dirk, Dirk, Muhammad Jihad, blah, blah, blah. And his bodyguards were all standing around behind him with M16A2 rifles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, gee, didn't the U.S. Army lose 200,000 lost? There was a warehouse that had 200,000 M16A2s in it. And then one day they were gone. And then, a couple months later, here's all the ISIS bodyguards with brand new M16A2s. You suppose they got them from the Ruskies, from the Chi-Coms? I'm pretty sure that the Ruskies and the Chi-Coms didn't give ISIS M16A2 rifles.
Well, wait a minute. I'm confused. Didn't Biden give the Taliban all of our rifles?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, this was back during Barry's term. This is like in the teens, like the 12s and 13s and stuff.
So the Democrats keep feeding our enemies all of our weaponry, and I'm losing track of the time slots here, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Barry was given, you know, he armed ISIS back during when he was in command. And, you know, it's interesting that the media was just, they were completely bored with that. And, you know, like, and we went in and did the math on the number of 2.5 ton, 6x6 military trucks that it would have taken to haul away the missing hardware. And I believe if my memory serves me, it was 34 deuce and a half trucks that it would require to move that amount of tonnage of arms out of a warehouse.
I never thought about it in that perspective before. I never looked at it that way.
That just like, they're like, oh yeah, the security guard went for a smoke break and he came back in. It's like, hey, where'd those,
they were gone.
You know, where'd those rifles go, man?
Is this the same Barry that gave pallets of money to the Iranians?
Oh yeah, that secretly flew millions and millions. What is it, 180 million in cash to the Iranians and got away with it? And the American
Hold on. I'm confused. Is this the same administration that also gave Mexican cartels our guns from dealers?
They funneled thousands of guns to the Mexican drug cartels.
See, I'm getting confused, ladies and gentlemen. I can't keep track of the things the Democrats are doing with our enemies.
The same one that should be in prison right now for high crimes and treason against the United States of America.
But hold
on. I'm pretty sure that somewhere it says that if you give aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States of America, that is treason.
But hold it. Isn't this the same administration that wants our guns?
Yeah.
That's feeding our enemies?
Yeah, they'll give.
I'm just asking
ISIS
for a friend.
200,000 M16A2 rifles with the fun switches on. They don't have a problem with that. They'll give the Taliban and, by extension, the Chi-Coms and, by extension, ISIS and Iran $80 billion worth of top-secret U.S. military hardware.
So the same Taliban, Paul, that is kicking in doors now and taking women from their homes to stone them to death, that Taliban?
Well, yeah. No, it's a different Taliban, because the Taliban today is better armed than they were 20 years ago.
Because they have our guns.
And they have more money, because they were able to sell that top-secret tech to China.
All of this just confuses me.
Is better armed and better funded than they were in 2001. Riddle me that, Batman.
Well, I'm just confused now. All of this is coming to mind as I'm listening to you speak, and I'm asking these questions. And, well, you know, I figure, ladies and gentlemen, let's just take that to the break. This is the same party that wants to disarm you. Funny how this conversation happened, Paul. It just kind of came out. I love spontaneous live radio. That's fun stuff. Because you're spot on. You're dead on. Ladies and gentlemen, all of that happened. All of that is real. We didn't make it up here. You can look it up. Even on a leftist-controlled search engine, you might have to do some digging because it won't come up in the top of the search. But, you know, hey, it's all real. When we come back, Paul Markle, lots more to talk about. Three segments to go. Don't go away. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. I did it. I know it works. You can do the same thing. Patriot Mobile phone right here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Very cool stuff. patriotmobile.com/AAR. patriotmobile.com/AAR. We've got Patriot Mobile at the ranch now. It's a beautiful thing. The service is fantastic. Zero problems. Why would there be? It's Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code just like we did at the ranch and get free activation when you set up your line and you do business with a company that actually supports you and the things that you believe in. And as it pertains to this show, the right to bear arms, a vocal supporter of the right to keep and bear arms, handling your cell phone. I mean, that's who I want taking my money, right? PatriotMobile.com. Great supporter. 6 Hour Studios lit up. Patriot Mobile Mike, X Insurance presenting all of it. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back. That was an interesting first segment. I had no idea that's where we were going to go, but you kind of took us down those rabbit holes because all of that is true.
That's the thing is we've got to inspire men to behave as men. We've got to inspire people to behave as men, because this weak, spineless notion that, well, it already happened, so there's no point talking about it. So people already committed the crimes. They've already committed the treason. There's no point talking about it. Well, how do we ever expect to move on and not live under a criminal regime if we don't hold people responsible for their behavior? And thus far, we have not. And we are not, you know, the idea that we can, quote, vote ourselves back into liberty or vote ourselves back into freedom or what is, it's sophistry, man. It's a joke. We can't, because we have not held people responsible for their behavior. People in government have screwed us over, have demonstrably committed crimes and treason against the country.
And gotten away with it.
So, you know, when it comes to little, you know, small stuff like, stealing elections and rigging voting machines and, you know, filling a semi-tractor full of mail-in ballots and trucking them from New York to Philadelphia to be counted, little stuff like that. Why should they? I mean, they've literally gotten away with arming our enemies.
Because they control the narrative, Paul. That you're asking the million-dollar question. But ladies and gentlemen, when they control the narrative, as gun owners, put it in that perspective, when they control the narrative, that's why they get away with this. And they gaslight about it. Joe Biden's on TV today telling you it's the greatest economy ever. Meanwhile, go to the grocery store. Go fill your gas tank up. Paul, I ordered last night a large, thin-crust pizza from a place called Amici's, which is by far some of the best pizza I've ever had outside New York, real New York pizza, which is hard to get anywhere. A pizza, two cannolis, and a small jar of Italian peppers. You want to take a stab at the price? Go ahead, take a guess.
I'm guessing 40.
Up.
50?
$50. It's $48.99. $48.99 for a pizza, a large pizza, large thin crust Italian pizza, a small, like 6 ounce jar of Italian, imported Italian red peppers and green peppers. Then they were good, man. They were good in oil, nice and hot. And two cannolis from Brooklyn Joe's. Two cannolis, a pizza, $50. $50. The greatest economy ever.
This is the greatest economy in the history of the world. We just had, you know, I don't put gas in my truck every single day. You know, I try, usually I'm able to go a few days or whatever. Yeah. We just had a 30 cent per gallon jump over a period of 2 days. I put gas in on Friday, didn't do it on the weekend. I go Monday. It was actually 33 cents. That was the jump. That's insane, brother. And people are like, oh, well, I mean, that's what you... No, this is not a sane world, people. You and I once lived in a sane world. You remember the sane world we used to live in where gas would be the same price for 6 months?
Remember longer than that.
Yeah.
It was stable for many, many years. Stable always fluctuated because the markets controlled it. But, yes, it was somewhat stable.
But, yeah, this constant, this schizophrenic, the prices of things. And, brother, I'm with you. It's been a little while, but it was probably a month or two ago. I thought, I haven't ordered a pizza in a long time. And so I got on the phone and I ordered it, you know, one large pizza, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, okay, it'll be ready for pickup. It'll be like 27. I was like, what?
Yeah, for a pizza.
Like, I didn't, what?
We would get pizza. We'd have pizza parties for our kids when they were littler, right? And you'd spend $100. My dad would say, hey, their kids are coming over. It's a birthday party. All right, I'll get the pizzas. And my poor dad would spend $120, $130 on, 10 pizzas for kids from Domino's, these little small pizzas, right? And I'm not picking on a particular brand, Jersey Mike's sub from time to time. Jersey Mike's subs are good subs. I like Jersey Mike's subs. They got the chain out here. But you go to get three of their giant subs to feed a family, and you're like in with chips and drink. You're in like $60 for subs. So gaslighting can be, and what this does is it points to me anyway, the way I view things, because I can remember when subs didn't cost $60. And I remember when one pizza and a jar of Italian peppers and two cannolis didn't cost $50. I remember those days. Listeners, I know you do too. You're probably talking about it now as you're listening to this.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago. Okay. But as prices continue to rise, I look back and I think I want to take it back to what you were talking about. Can we vote our way out of this? And them controlling the narrative. When you control the narrative, it goes back to that equation, right? It's that Joseph Goebbels. It's control the media, control the message, control the message, control the masses. And it has taken this country, ladies and gentlemen, because the answer to this question is really not difficult. How did we get here? We've talked about it before. I think you and I have discussed it before.
It's been a slow burn.
It took 240 years for this to manifest itself. And here it is, coming to a head. And we have allowed it to a large extent happen because we didn't put our foot down. And all of a sudden we look back because we're all guilty of being susceptible to some of the gaslighting. We look over our shoulders. What the hell just happened? How did this happen? How did we get here? It's a fascinating time to be alive. It's also a frightening time to be alive because it took 240 plus years to get here. We are living through this in our lifetimes. And it's unfortunately, I don't know if it's going to be my generation. If it's not, I hope it's mine. I hope it's mine. If it's not, it's going to be my children and your children, Paul.
Yeah.
That's going to have to fix this problem.
I have conversations with my children, and I'm like, I'm sorry that this is happening to you guys. But
it's terrible.
It is terrible. And if that's one of the reasons why we've allowed our children to grow up without learning history, because you can go back to the days of the Hearst and the yellow journalism.
Oh yeah.
When Hearst started buying up the papers, when it changed from every city had their own newspaper, which was controlled by a local independent person. And then they're like, you know, it would be better if we, if the same company owned the paper in San Francisco and New York and Chicago and so forth, that would be better.
And guess what happens? Yeah, guess what happens?
America.
That's how they create the narrative, and that's how we got where we are today, in large part. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Fun conversation. We're going to continue it when we come back. Two more segments with Paul. Don't go away. Don't turn the dial. Don't do that. We'll be back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
And precision. Let me take this public service announcement time to let you know that the DoubleDFoundation.org raffle is going on for that $5,000, $49.99, so we'll round it to five. At that custom M4A1 of Daniel Defense with all the bells and whistles and all the fun accessories on it. Good heavens. $25 a ticket, five tickets for 100. You are supporting the youth shooting sports through the Double D Foundation. They're doing incredible work over there at that foundation. Cindy Daniel is just on fire over there. And Armed American Radio listeners have won two of the last four of those promotions. So head over there to the DoubleDFoundation.org. Pick up as many tickets as you can. I picked up five for 100 and would love to win that thing. And even if I don't, it's going to a fantastic cause. But it would be great to see an Armed American Radio listener pick that up and win it again. So if you are, if you're involved in that raffle and you do win it, make sure to let me know. Jump in the chat on the site, let me know so I can let them know as well if they don't find out before I do. Make sure to check them out, DanielDefense.com. You can find all of our partners at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Paul Markle, student of the gun. We're on the downside of this hour already. It flies right by. It's always fun to have you here. Oh, Paul. Very scary conversation we're having. I really didn't, I didn't know where we were going to go. That's what I love about having you on the show. We can sew up on everything that we can go whatever direction you want to go. But it is a very scary time. And let's do something fun live on the air right now. I'm going to go over to the Drudge Report. Okay, Drudge Report. And right now they're concentrating on a 4.8 mag quake that rocked the tri-state New York City area. But if you look at their Trump coverage, it is just bashing and gaslighting and bashing and pushing a narrative about Donald Trump all day long over there. It's attacking Florida. It's attacking Republicans. And, you know, it's really not a Republican thing. It's a it's all support of Democrats. And it's been, when we talk about controlling the narrative, I don't know how many, I mean, they still get a lot of hits over there at Drudge, but it's a shell of its former self. It's now just left-wing garbage. Mm-hmm. But it is fun. It's fun to watch those narratives form, Paul. I've been studying this for years and years and years. And I'm telling you right now, I know I'm right when it comes to how did we get here, in large part because of mainstream media combined. You go back to 1980. I remember coming home from college when CNN first started. Do you remember that? Back in the day when news first began.
CNN was struggling, and we can thank the Gulf War Part One for solidifying them and actually, because that they weren't, if you go back and you look at the history books, it wasn't a done deal. You know, people just assume that there's always going to be these 24-hour news networks. But back then, it wasn't necessarily going to be a thing. And then we had Gulf War One, right? 1990, Operation Desert Shield. And everyone freaked and everyone started staring at the TVs 24/7. And that is what created CNN. That's what really gave them legs and allowed them to move on into the 90s and become the Clinton News Network.
Yeah. And that's, I want to be fair to CNN there. When they first began, I got caught up in it like everybody else because, I'm a news junkie anyway, for the most part. But at that point, CNN was really providing, compared to today, a much more straight news product at that time. And you're right. Once they realized they were in it for the long haul, they began a political shift when you began seeing opinion shows pop up. And then you had Fox come in that was a counter to CNN, and that's where the split began in the cable news. But ABC, NBC, so we can CBS. I mean, I can go back to days, because I'm old enough to remember when I was a kid, when Walter Cronkite was on.
Oh, yeah.
And,
he was a leftist.
You know, he was a leftist, but he didn't come out as a full-blown leftist until 20 years, you know, right after he retired. But you still got straight news for the most part.
Today.
Oh, no, no. And then that shift left occurred when Dan Rather took the reins over there at CBS. And that's when he began to pull a CNN and go far left. You know, you can see this develop over the years in the rearview mirror. And when you look back in the rearview mirror, the danger with that is you look back, Paul, at what happened. And it took 20 years for you to look back over your shoulder and go, oh, my God, how did we get it? Well, it took 20 years to get there. It's been a slow creep, right?
Yeah, it's a slow burn. We're, you know, everybody expects, you know, the death by cyanide poisoning, you know, but the truth is the country is dying by, it's a death of arsenic poisoning. You know, they're both poison. Cyanide either kills you or it doesn't, right? But arsenic, you get a little here, not die. A little more, not die. A little more, not die. So you think, oh, I'm not dead yet. This must not be poison. I'd be dead if this was poison. But you just get sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. And that is our country. That is the country in which we live right now. We're dying. You know, things that are happening today, our parents would not have tolerated and put up with. You know, they would have been, like, down in front of the courthouse with signs. You know, but the crap that happens today, people are like, well,
because because we've been being dumb. And I say we. I'm talking about the country.
The grand we
has been so dumbed down by this constant 24/7 barrage of gaslighting nonsense. And the word gaslighting really hasn't been used until the last couple of years to define what's been happening, but it is truly what has been happening.
Oh,
it's an apt description.
They found that, you know, it's a descriptor. It's like, how do you make someone who sees the truth believe that they're, you know, that they're cracking up or they're crazy? They're the crazy one. I'm not the crazy one. You're the crazy one. And it's happening right before our faces. And you know, in large part because we've been convinced that we shouldn't, you know, my favorite one from our side is, well, you know, you need to learn to pick your battles. Like, okay.
Yeah. Pick and choose your fights, right?
Yeah. Pick
what hill do you want to die on?
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, cool. When's the last time? When people say that to you, they're like, well, you know, you got to pick your battles. Okay, cool. I'll walk down that road with you. When is the last time you picked a battle? When is the last time you stood for something? When is the last time you said, absolutely not. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to partake in it.
Followed through.
And
this is important. Followed through, Paul, because we can take states like, let's go to Connecticut. Shortly after Newtown, when Newtown Alliance popped up and all this, you know, the families got very vocal.
The PSYOP.
Yeah. What was, you know, this whole, you know, attack on everyone because of what happened at Newtown. And Connecticut puts in registration of all AR-15s. There are a lot of people who did put their money where their mouth is. We don't know the exact number because they did not comply. Okay. So there have been individual instances of that, but however, do we get into this on the grounds in the grand scheme of things, right? Which is what you're talking about overall, the overarching approach.
Yeah, look at New York. Look at the state of New York. That communist piece of human filth, Cuomo, you know, violated their constitution, you know, did a secret vote behind closed doors in the middle of the night, walked out in the morning and said, oh, here's a new law.
Right.
Stick this in your pipe and smoke it.
That would be a SAFE Act, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's referring to.
And we called them out immediately. And we had people from New York, upstate New Yorkers like, you don't know what you're talking about. Shut your mouth. This will never stand. This will never pass constitutional muster. This is the end of Cuomo. He's going to be gone. Bah, 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 bah. Well, here's the thing, upstate New Yorkers. It's been, what, 8, 9 years, 10 years now since the, quote, SAFE Act was put in? You didn't get rid of Cuomo. Cuomo got rid of himself.
That's a fact.
Your courts have not struck it down, okay? It's still the law of the land. And even though it is, you have out-of-control crime in New York City. Did you see Mayor McCheese?
No. Hold that boat. I don't want to take a break now, but we have to, because Mayor Adams is telling us in New York that crime is down when all of the numbers, ladies and gentlemen, are in fact up. The gaslighting continues, and we'll try to wrap this up when we come back with Paul Markle, student of the gun. It's a fun conversation for a Friday. Really didn't know where we were going to go. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Well, we've got one more segment with Paul. Don't go away. Here in the 6 Hour Studios, Mark Walters on the Patriot Mobile mic. X Insurance presenting it all. We'll be right back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
So if you're watching, you can see I got this really cool Daniel Defense shirt on. Can you see it? Yeah. It's pretty nice. Black. It's 5'11 tactical shirt. It's really nice. Got a couple of these things. Really cool. Got a white one, too. And some SIG stuff. Oh, fun stuff. Welcome back in. GoatGuns.com. Make sure to pick up your GoatGuns.com. Greg in Dallas, I took my beautiful daughter out to lunch today, met her at work.
All right.
And finally got to shake hands with John over there at Discount Tire Corporate where she works.
All right.
And John, big fan of the show. And he told me he's got Goat Guns, and he hasn't yet used the AAR promo code.
Oh.
So I said, okay, now you got to go use the promo code and take 10% off. So he's using the AAR promo code. And John, it was a pleasure meeting you today. Always fun to meet fans of Armed American Radio. That was kind of cool. So make sure to get your Goat Guns like John is going to do. GoatGuns.com. Use the AAR promo code. Get 10% off right away if it's your first purchase. And visit all of our other partners. You can find them all at ArmedAmericanRadio.com, including BarrelBuddy.com. Clean your guns with Barrel Buddy, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not, it's a big mistake. $14.99. $14.99. Get your guns clean right there on the range. One push in, out, two, done. 50 of them in a bag. No more mess. Pitch the patch, barrelbuddy.com. Use some PT ammo. Get some Heaven Harvest food. It's all there for you at armedamericanradio.com. And make sure to take complete and full advantage of Mike Lindell's $25 extravaganza going on at mypillow.com/armedamericanradio. mypillow.com/armedamericanradio. And get that $25. Use the promo code. Say thanks by using that promo code. You still get the same discounts over there. You see it all on one page. And you support him for supporting your right to bear arms with that AAR promo code. You get over $75, which you likely will, like I do. And you'll get free shipping. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back, my brother from another mother. So you and I, you know, we always come full circle with this stuff, Paul. And again, the $2 million question is, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I tell you what, we have been, Jared kind of spearheaded this, but
Paul's son, ladies and gentlemen.
Jared, my son, yeah. About neurological health and brain health. And, you know, there are numerous studies that are coming out. You know, it's funny, a lot of stuff that we just intrinsically knew we should be doing, now they're coming out with scientific studies. They're like, hey, you should do this. We're like, that's great. Because we knew to do that. We didn't have, you know, specific scientific studies that said we should do it, but we knew. For instance, our militaries are obviously very difficult training, right? It's supposed to be difficult. It's supposed to be hard. And one thing, the scientific evidence now has come out that says, you know, engaging in hard, difficult training, forcing yourself to do that which you didn't necessarily want to do, or the lazy you said, hey, you know, isn't there a game on? You know, forcing yourself to do that actually increases brain strength. And there's a part of the brain that actually grows. It actually enlarges, physically enlarges, when you engage in, you know, in difficult things. Your hippocampus grows when you actually engage in a learning process, or, Mark, a creative process. When you pick up an instrument and you work with that instrument and you learn new things, when you engage in creative activities, it makes your brain stronger. It makes it stronger. You know, and when you clean up your diet and get all the garbage and the seed oils and all that, when you get that out of your diet, it improves your brain health. You know, the fact is you, the human being are the operating system for the gun. You cannot purchase an expensive enough gun to make up for a crappy operating system.
Oh, isn't that the truth? You know, I found that out personally.
Yeah. An untrained, crappy operating system. You're the operating system. It doesn't matter how much you spend on the gun. You know, you either have skill and ability and the mentality to do it, or you don't. And you can't spend, you know, you can't buy enough things to overcome that. So, you know, people are like, oh, you're doom and gloom. Like, no, I'm not doom and gloom. That, you know, people say you're doom and gloom. I'm like, that's like me telling you your house is on fire. And you say, I don't want to hear that. That's bad news. Okay, well, you might not want to hear it, but you should probably take active steps to put the fire out.
That's called denial.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. You know, people are like, oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to talk about that. It's like the knuckleheads who have supposed firearms radio or podcasts that say, we don't talk about politics. Okay, guns are politics, hippie.
You bet.
You know, the other side views guns as politics, and the other side doesn't care about you not wanting to talk about it. They're still going to do what they're going to do. So, you know, if I tell you your house is on fire, I'm not bringing you bad news. I'm warning you, right? Hey, man, you're bleeding. You might want to put a bandage on that thing. And America is bleeding. America is on fire. Rather than, you know, we could just stand in the street and watch it, or we could take proactive steps. And that's what Americans need to do. You need to take proactive steps. And, you know, you need to improve your physical state. You need to improve your mental state. You need to decide that you don't care what other people are doing, that you're going to do the right thing. And occasionally, maybe put your foot down. You know, put your foot down when it comes to this nonsense, when it comes to this garbage, when it comes to them indoctrinating your children. You know, put your foot down.
It's contagious, too, Paul. That type of behavior is contagious. Other people pick it up. I do want to say this. You talk about the operating system. We've got about a minute left. I had an opportunity to visit with a friend of mine, Dr. John Adine from Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners, was in town last week for Easter. We had a great time here with our family. And I took him up into the Georgia mountains where I hooked up with a very good friend of mine, man I've known for many years, Vietnam veteran. And we shoot up at his property whenever we get together with Bob. He's a great guy. And Bob, if you're listening, you generally always do. I love you, brother. It's so much fun to see you. But we were tossing some lead into the berm there at his property up in the beautiful mountains. And I was carrying the Glock 17, Paul, which is an old tried and true gun of mine that I've had. You know, it's like, to me, it's an old worn out pair of jeans. I'm used to carrying my cars, my SIGs. OK, that's what I've been shooting lately, repetitively. And I hadn't had that Glock 17 out in a little bit. And as I began firing into the silhouette target against that berm, I hear Bob say to me, Mark, you're shooting left and high. I've never seen you do that before. And that's when it dawned on me, guys, this is a perishable skill. Okay? I had to retrain myself, Paul, on a gun that I had not fired in quite a while. And I think it's important that we just throw that reminder out, ladies and gentlemen. These are perishable skills. And Paul, you're spot on. You are the operating system, ladies and gentlemen. It is you. It's not the gun. Okay? It's usually the operator when the computer's not working, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's usually you. Paul, where can people find you, man? We're coming to the end of this hour. I'm going to thank you,
man,
in advance for being here.
I would absolutely love it if your listening audience would hop on over to SOTGU. So that's short for Student of the Gun University. If you sign up for a class, you can start training today.
Yeah, that's cool.
Today.
You can, ladies and gentlemen. He's got quite the program going on over there at Student of the Gun University, SOTGU.com. Paul Markle, Student of the Gun, the professor. Thank you for being here, brother. Always a pleasure. Love you to death. I know you're going to be busy training all weekend, and hope you got some good weather up there in beautiful Wyoming. We do here down south. It's finally cleaning up and getting nice and warm, and the sun's out, and that's a beautiful thing. Good heavens, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Paul, thanks for being here, brother. Always fun. Always fun to have Paul on the program. And the conversation, you just never know where it's going to go with Paul. And I enjoyed this one today. I hope you did as well. Second hour will be coming up for those of you on the West Coast. And, well, we've got a monster cast coming up. We have someone new. Amanda is going to be here. I'll tell you more about that and all that fun stuff coming up on Saturday. Our social media will have it out for you. We've got a great monster cast lining up for you. So enjoy your weekend, stay safe, and we'll see each and every one of you on the radio.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.